Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland, and I'm posing the question, is Bill Clinton a rapist? I'm talking about William Jefferson Clinton, who was president of the United States from 1993 to 2001. And his name has come up again in this new book entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York by Dr. Andrew Loney about His Royal Highness Prince Andrew and Prince Andrew's very close collaborative relationship with the late and unlamented Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein is notorious, and when he died, at least 12 women had accused him of various sex crimes, including underage sex, against them. And he had been to prison on I think, a charge of child trafficking, getting a 15-year-old to perform some sexual act and not full intercourse. Well, Mr. Epstein was a very close friend of Bill Clinton, a donor to the Democratic Party. Now, Bill Clinton has previous on this. The late Christopher Hitchens was forced to ask, is there a rapist in the White House? Now, Bill Clinton hasn't been convicted of this, but why is there such strong evidence against him? We know money talks. We know Donald Trump has been accused by 23 women of sex crimes against them, up to and including rape. And these women have waived their right to anonymity. And that says a lot that they go public because it takes more courage to do that. Moreover, there's some deranged Trumpists who are coming for you if you say that. And likewise, women who have waived their anonymity to publicly accuse Bill Clinton, which adds more credibility to the accusation. So obviously, I mean, I can't prove it, but the evidence against him is damning. And, you know, given Bill Clinton's record, his promotion of sexual violence against children, the mass murder of people abroad, particularly in the Middle East, it wouldn't be surprising. In fact, I'd be stunned if he didn't commit sex crimes along with Jeffrey Epstein, going on the Lolita Express. So many people knew about it. How on earth did Bill Clinton, with the FBI and the CIA at his beck and call, not know about it? Another connection with Jeffrey Epstein. He was a sworn enemy of Palestinian freedom, the oppression of the Palestinians. Yes, there was that peace accord between Israel and Palestine that he midwifed because it was beneficial to Israel and reduced Palestine to not even a satrapy. And there was no atrocity by the Israelis that he didn't approve of. He funded them, armed them, and so on. And Jeffrey Epstein was a fulsome supporter of Palestine and a sworn enemy of human rights for Palestinians. There's all this talk that he might have been a conduit for the Mossad. I don't know whether that's true or false. But look at the criminal case against Bill Clinton way back in 1978, when the Attorney General of his native state of Arkansas, Juanita Broderick, alleged that she raped him. Now, she was a married woman at the time, but her marriage had broken down, was in a relationship with another man. And it was very unlikely to make this up. And didn't go public with it, didn't want it to come out for years. It came out through other means, and then she finally said, yes, it is true. Goodness. Now, one of the reasons she felt that she couldn't publicly accuse him is because she was in an adulterous relationship. And I'm not judgmental. I don't care. That doesn't make her a less credible witness if she had sex with 1,000 men while she's married to her husband. Rape is still wrong against her, and about the injury caused her, he caused her. He said, you might want to put some ice on that, as though he had previous. And so it goes on. And one of the staggering and revolting things is the way the feminazis will take his side. If a man looks at a woman for a second, if he says whatever, asks her a date, sends her a Valentine's card, passes a compliment, whatever, that's it. He's thrown in the outer darkness. His career is over. But Clinton is their man. He can do no wrong. Is, you know, he's got a free pass on this, precisely because of his mass murder of children, that somehow that excuses all crimes. And so it goes on with Bill Clinton. Okay, Kathleen Willey, when she was in the White House, she claims that he sexually assaulted her, he kissed her against her will, and so on. She went public on television about that in the first year of Clinton's administration, and so on. And Paula Jones, who said that he sexually harassed her in 1991 and showed her his penis against her will. Was a civil suit. Now, Bill Clinton said he never did anything wrong, but he paid her $850,000. Wow. $850,000 for doing nothing wrong? That beggars belief. That's 1998 values. $800,000 now, over $2 million today. Why on earth would you pay $2 million for doing nothing wrong? I mean, that's probative, isn't it? He never paid $2 million to anybody else. Someone who was notoriously stingy, who was having serious financial problems in those days with all the legal fees, who abused the government as a weapon with which to denounce women, besmirch the reputation, to dig up dirt on these women to try and undermine their credibility. And we know he's a proven liar. He lied and lied and lied. No one left to lie to. Lying to the cabinet, lying in these sworn depositions, lying under oath, lying in Congress. Everything Congress is under oath. So he's a perjurer, and he wasn't prosecuted for these perjurious statements. So therefore, his denials have no credibility whatsoever. These women, none of them has lied, so far as I know. And okay, most people have lied. None of them have certainly committed perjury, but he has. And so we've got to believe them over him. And likewise, Leslie Milwee. Who says that he sexually assaulted her thrice when he's governor in 1980, and so on. Now, other thing is, she only said that in 2016, and he wasn't a political candidate, but her wife was. Hillary Clinton, oh, believe women, trust women, I'm a feminist, but no female solidarity for women when her husband was the perpetrator. So it really is a sickening. Yes, Neil Mathers. So you see, for somehow. He's let off. He can do anything. Sex crimes, no matter the ultimate sex crime, feminazis will take his side against the victims. So it's very, very easy to believe he would have joined in Jeffrey Epstein's activities, believing he had impunity. Or we know he lied about his illicit relationship with Jennifer Flowers. That wasn't alleged to be a sex crime. And he lied about Monica Lewinsky. He almost got away with it. That she was mentally deranged, that she was a stalker, that she was a neurotomaniac, making up with this nonsense. Had it not been for his semen on her blue dress, he would have gotten away with it. But then we had DNA evidence, and they had about 40 intimate encounters in the White House, mostly in the Oval Office. And these days, with the Me Too movement, Me Too movement, considering he was, say, 52 at the time, and she was 22, he was the president, she was an intern, there was the enormous disparity in the power between them. People would say that was abusive in itself. It was a misuse of his authority because she felt that she couldn't say no to him. But give her to you, she never said that he did anything against her will. It was all consensual and so forth. So it's staggering that he should get away with this. So I find the allegations against Bill Clinton very credible indeed, and his denials would make me even more likely to believe it. Al Gore, his vice president, even his best friend, who was asked about these rape allegations, he wouldn't say he disbelieved them. He starts saying, "Oh, private life." I mean, well, first of all, a crime is not a private matter; it's a public matter. And partly, Bill Clinton was using the federal government's apparatus for the defamation of the women and so on, using public funds for his illegal fees. So it was not a private matter. And saying, no, Congress can't vote an impeachment because I'm doing this, I'm bombing this country. So making it a political issue, trying to exploit it for political gain. It really is sickening. So I'm afraid to say I find it very easy to believe. And given what he's done to children, this would be some of the less serious crimes he's committed. And that's it. Evil prospers. I think one of the greatest lies ever told is that good guys win, and so often they don't. We live in this world where evil is lavishly rewarded and goodness is so savagely punished. Anyway, what do you think? Please comment and please subscribe on the channel. Thank you very much. Help me grow.